Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Three individuals were talking about a mutual friend. One related how the friend had been struck by a car and had been killed. But the second said, "No, you're wrong. That's not the way it happened at all." Explaining, he told how the individual had been riding in a taxi and the taxi had been involved in an automobile accident. As the result, the individual was injured and lost his life. "No," said the third, "you're both wrong. The truth is that our friend died at our local hospital. I know that for a fact because his wife called me from the hospital and told me herself." Now, here is what actually happened. A certain man was riding on a bus, and as he got off the bus, he was struck by an automobile and was quite badly injured. Not waiting for an ambulance, passers-by flagged down a taxi, and the injured man was shoved into the back seat of the taxi, who sped away to the hospital. But the taxi driver, going much too fast for safety, struck another car, and the already injured man in the back seat was hurt even more. He arrived at the hospital in bad shape and soon died. In this situation, no one was actually trying to bend the truth. All of them had only some of the facts, which made the others appear to be lying. Now, that's a totally different situation than bending the truth or presenting it in such a way that you lead the other person to believe something which you know is not true. There are times when individuals are completely honest in giving their perception of a situation. Neither individual is purposefully deceiving the other or lying, yet their stories contradict each other. While situations as I've just described do on occasion happen, far more frequently individuals contradict each other because one is telling the truth and the other is lying. And the more persuasive individual usually is considered to be the one who's telling the truth. We've toned down the rhetoric, and we prefer to call a lie disinformation or misstatement. Even a generation ago, telling the truth was considered to be extremely important. And when an employee was caught lying, he was usually fired, or at least dishonesty was considered a flaw in that person's character. Years ago, I got into a heated discussion with my father about two politicians who were in sharp disagreement with each other. "Dad," I said, "both of them can't be telling the truth. One of them has got to be lying." After thinking for a moment, he said, "Well, you're right, son, but so-and-so," mentioning his favorite, "is a better liar." Well, with some things, practice makes perfect. And individuals who feel no compunction to tell the truth eventually become very adept at lying. The bottom line between truth and fantasy or dishonesty becomes so tenuous and so thin that the person doesn't actually know when he's telling the truth or fabricating it. Psychopathic is the term psychiatrists use. Honesty is the best policy, we used to say. And whether or not it always gets you ahead, honesty should be the only policy. God places a premium on truth, and even if there were no God, no heaven, no hell, no judgment hereafter, honesty is the only way that a society, a family, or a marriage can survive. When deceit becomes common, you never know who is telling the truth and who is lying, though a person may be looking you squarely in the eye. A person who lies is rending the very fabric of his soul, and eventually there is nothing left of any real value. It is something to think about. Make honesty the only policy, and believe me, your life will be better because of it.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.